Last week, the movie The Post, directed by Steven Spielberg, featured heavily in the Golden Globe Awards. It was nominated in all the top categories: Best Picture, Director, Actor, Actress and Screenplay. The Post is the latest in a long line of critically acclaimed movies which are focused on journalism and the press. And Ruth Barton has been taking a look back at some of the best and most interesting of those films. Ruth, what do you think attracts Hollywood to the business of the press and journalism?
I think everybody's fascinated by the journalist as a figure. So the journalist becomes often the person that we hear the story through. So it's a good way of telling a story through a journalist. But people are also fascinated with the actual personality of the journalist. And you have kind of various sort of models for the Hollywood journalist. So one model is this charismatic maverick who will stop at nothing to get the truth. And often the truth, you know, there's a sort of very nasty conspiracy, which might be big business, might be government, could be everything put together. And really, you know, here I'm pretty much spelling out the plot of All the President's Men, because that's the prototype for a lot of those movies.
Which, of course, is so connected to The Post.
Yes, it is. No, it absolutely is. And I'm sure they watched it many times. I haven't seen The Post. I'm looking forward to seeing it, but I'm sure they watched it many times before they did it. And I mean, I think, you know, if you take All the President's Men for a moment and sort of take, you know, little links coming out of it, I would put Spotlight, the film Spotlight, which came out in 2015, about the Boston abuse narrative and cardinal law and how the church had covered up for moving abusive priests from parish to parish, and how, you know, the survivor stories had never been heard. And Spotlight, which people very much liked, really, it seems to me, to come very, very closely out of that model. It's a team who are put together, who really at the beginning of the story don't realise what a big story they've come across, and only gradually they begin to get more and more clues, and they're sort of shadowy figures in the background.
Yes, and it's got all the iconography, both of them, of journalism, like the glass wall and the editor, and sitting along, biting their pencils, wondering who to read, all that kind
of stuff. Yes, and there's the deadline, and there's also, you know, nobody's going to believe us, and also you have to put your personal life on hold because you're so dedicated to your story, and all of that, you know, that's very much a kind of one way of thinking about the journalism story.
Segment 1.
Last week, the movie The Post, directed by Steven Spielberg, featured heavily in the Golden Globe Awards. It was nominated in all the top categories: Best Picture, Director, Actor, Actress and Screenplay. The Post is the latest in a long line of critically acclaimed movies which are focused on journalism and the press. And Ruth Barton has been taking a look back at some of the best and most interesting of those films. Ruth, what do you think attracts Hollywood to the business of the press and journalism?
I think everybody's fascinated by the journalist as a figure. So the journalist becomes often the person that we hear the story through. So it's a good way of telling a story through a journalist.
Segment 2.
But people are also fascinated with the actual personality of the journalist. And you have kind of various sort of models for the Hollywood journalist. So one model is this charismatic maverick who will stop at nothing to get the truth. And often the truth, you know, there's a sort of very nasty conspiracy, which might be big business, might be government, could be everything put together. And really, you know, here I'm pretty much spelling out the plot of All the President's Men, because that's the prototype for a lot of those movies.
Which, of course, is so connected to The Post.
Segment 3.
Yes, it is. No, it absolutely is. And I'm sure they watched it many times. I haven't seen the post. I'm looking forward to seeing it. But I'm sure they watched it many times before they did it. And I mean, I think, you know, if you take All the President's Men for a moment and sort of take, you know, little links coming out of it, I would put Spotlight, the film Spotlight, which came out in 2015, about the Boston abuse narrative and cardinal law and how, you know, how the church had covered up for moving abusive priests from parish to parish, and how, you know, the survivor stories had never been heard. And Spotlight, which people very much liked, really, it seems to me, to come very, very closely out of that model.
Segment 4.
It's a team who are put together, who really at the beginning of the story don't realise what a big story they've come across, and only gradually they begin to get more and more clues, and there's sort of shadowy figures in the background.
Yes, and it's got all the iconography, both of them, of journalism, like the glass wall and the editor, and it's sitting along, biting their pencils, wondering who to read, all that kind
of stuff. Yes, and there's the deadline. There's the deadline, and there's also, you know, nobody's going to believe us, and also you have to put your personal life on hold because you're so dedicated to your story, and all of that, you know, that's very much a kind of one way of thinking about the journalism story.